This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories of feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Every year, thousands of child abuse cases are investigated in Arkansas. Since 1976, the Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranches has helped abused and neglected children across the state by creating a safe, healthy, and permanent home for children. The ranch began as two mobile homes on several acres in Independence County. Over the years, the program has expanded to three campuses, its flagship campus in Batesville, the South Arkansas campus in Amity, and the D.W. Reynolds campus in Northwest Arkansas near Mulberry. The idea for the ranch started in Jonesboro by several sheriffs who saw the need for a safe place for children to go. CEO Mike Cumnock says sheriffs across the state play an important part in the ranches.
We always have sheriffs on the board of directors. Jack McCann, the current sheriff, has been on the board. But basically we'll have maybe seven or eight sheriffs at any given point on the board. We have sheriffs who sponsor events for us, like golf tournaments, or, you know, will help out with various activities. And when it comes to our letter writing campaign, the sheriffs will send letters from their county office out to people, asking people to help support the sheriffs around the state in funding the ranch.
When fully funded, the ranch can serve up to 100 children on the three campuses. Cumnock says admission requirements are closely examined to make sure the ranch can properly meet a young person's needs. Cumnock tells where the children come from.
You see an increased number of children from the counties surrounding the location of a campus because they tend to be more aware of the program. But typically, one of our primary referral sources are grandparents and juvenile judges. Actually, now it's also great-grandparents, but great-grandparents are a lot younger than they used to be. But the mother has a meth problem, for example. She leaves her child or children with her mother, says, you know, when I get things together, I'll be back, and she doesn't come back, not anytime soon. The grandparents want to be involved with the children but are either not physically or emotionally or financially able to take care of them. So we will end up taking the children and keeping the grandparents involved, and we want as much family involvement as is healthy for them.
The average age of children being admitted into the ranches is about 12 or 13, and they can stay at the home through high school, sometimes even through college. 100% of youth graduate high school, and a high number either go to college or enter a trade school. Cumnock says the program is giving many children a second chance at life.
I've been involved with this program for so long now that I hear from kids who lived here years ago that, you know, maybe I haven't heard from them in 10 years or longer, and all of a sudden they call and go, I just want you to know how important that was for me. I mean, I had one young man the other day, or not say the other day, a few months back, who was telling me the impact of living at the ranch, and it had been 25 years. And so he was like, you know, I knew you guys really cared about me. That was the first time I'd ever experienced that. And I'm sure I told you when I was there how important you guys were to me. It was like, no, he never said that. But because, you know, that's sometimes, you know, that's a hard thing for kids to say. But so I had to wait 25 years. But so you pass the word around among staff. Hey, here's another one. A success.
The ranch's chief operations officer is Paul Stapleton. Stapleton was admitted in the program at the age of 8. He remembers what life was like when he first came to the ranch.
It was a good thing, but I was scared. I mean, when I got here, just like any other youth, or most of our youth, I came from an environment that was abusive and, you know, ugly. And a lot of bad memories from that time in my life. And coming here, I thought it was going to be the same. You know, I thought it was going to be just another institution and just another place that, you know, I was going to live for a little bit and then I'd be shipped off to the next location. And I was, you know, surprised that on the day one, I felt a little weird, but I felt like I was a part of a family. And I think the ranch culture, you know, does a great job at making people feel welcome, making children feel welcome.
Stapleton says the first 3 years at the ranch were tough, but he says the people at the ranch did not give up on him.
I went through some additional hard times trying to adjust to quote-unquote normal existence, and I had to go to a couple facilities, a couple places to try to get additional help, and that's how the ranch does. It's just like if I was their biological child, the ranch seeked a solution for the problems that I had, even after I arrived.
At the age of 12, Stapleton moved to Seattle, Washington to live with his biological parents. He was in trouble with the law and was placed in a juvenile detention facility. Through an author writing a book about the youth ranch, Stapleton was reconnected with Cuminock. Not long after, Stapleton worked on his GED, then started college and participated in a Job Corps program. He moved back to Arkansas shortly afterward, where he would go to Lyon College and graduate. He then worked on and received his master's degree from the University of Arkansas, Little Rock. Stapleton started working at the ranch in April. He says the support the ranch showed him in his life allowed him to get where he is today, overseeing the operations of all three campuses. Stapleton says the goal of the campuses is to show support to the children who are there. Director of Program Services Philip Ives agrees. Ives oversees the different activities that are conducted for the children, including swimming, fishing, horseback riding, and taking care of the cattle on the ranch. A total of 27 employees and numerous volunteers help with different aspects of the youth ranch. In Batesville, the Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranches are located on over 500 acres of property that border the White River. 15 children are at the ranch in Batesville now. There are 3 boys' homes and 1 girls' home, with house parents overseeing those homes. Ives says everything that is done is tailored to meeting the needs of children.
We're unique in the fact that we're not a lockdown facility, a mental facility. All of our doors are open. All of our doors are free to go out of. We are a home. Everyone here, staff-wise, is family. All of our kids are our family. So we're unique in that aspect. There's a huge need. We receive, 10 to 20 applications a week, and sometime more than that, during the summer. The need is out there, and we are slowly but surely, trying to get more staff and more kids in here.
16-year-old Daniel Van Horn is one of 3 teenagers who agreed to talk to us about the ranch. He tells about being there.
Being here is, pretty fun. We get to ride horses, work for cows. Even though cows get irritating, it's pretty fun.
So what are some of the activities that y'all are doing?
Well, Friday we had a cookout and had fun. After the cookout, we had a game of capture the flag. It was fun. We do different activities and just whatever people decide.
And Van Horn says he likes being at the ranch. 16-year-old Teresa Everly comments.
I've voluntarily come to the ranch.
How do you like it?
It's pretty good.
17-year-old John Michael says the ranch is his home.
I get the support I need when I need it. My grades have drastically improved. Then there's always something to do around here.
Where do you think you'd be without the ranch?
I'd be in jail.
CEO of the Youth Ranches, Mike Cuminock, says the biggest challenge facing the ranch is funding.
The majority of our funding, 90% plus, at this point, comes from private contributions. So we don't call people. So if people say, I got a call from you guys, well, that wasn't us. But we do direct mail. We do events, golf tournaments, whatever. We've been around now long enough that we now receive some wills and bequests that people leave us in their will. The kids at the ranch become some of our donors. It becomes like their children. So they support the ranch they would their own biological children. So, but we rely mostly on private contributions.
ASU head football coach Gus Malzahn will be honored by the Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranches during the 17th annual Arkansas Children's Award Dinner that will be held at the Embassy Suites Ambassador Ballroom in Little Rock. That takes place October 25th, starting at 6 with a reception. More information on Arkansas Sheriff's Youth Ranches can be found at www.youthranches.com or by calling 870-793-6841. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.